You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. That's a jam.
Jam.
Which, by the way, we need to reach out to Wink Starrett.
We are overdue.
We are way overdue for some jam or no jam.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I just miss him in my life. I haven't talked to him in a while, and I just love him.
Well, on behalf of Wink, too hard.
Clearly.
Way too hard.
Way too hard.
Clearly.
There's a guitar. So anyway, good Tuesday afternoon, everybody.
He prefers the triangle.
How's the carpet doing?
Oh, real quick carpet update. The dead body carpet?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Johnny gets home and tries to roll it at least in half, like a taco. And what was underneath appears to be rust in color. And there's not
by
really
rust, you mean blood?
Any reason that there would be rust emanating from that.
Huh.
Right. And so our listeners have all kinds of suggestions for this rug that legitimately smells like a dead body. There are flies everywhere. Yesterday, the flies told their friends, okay? They've ramped up.
You know what flies are attracted to,
I don't want
to
talk about it. I know.
Poop and dead bodies.
I know it. So we can't get it out of our front yard. I was going to honestly take a chainsaw to it. We have a chainsaw, and I thought, what if I hold it? You chainsaw it in half, and then we can drag it in pieces to the curb. The problem is I don't want to touch it because the smell is just gag-inducing. So long story short, listeners had a bunch of suggestions overnight, and someone reached out to me and said, Dana, I love a challenge. Will you let me just experiment with this rug? And it's a guy that is in the business of cleaning rugs, and he said, I've seen it all. And what you have is a problem in that rug that was protein-based. He said, I'm not saying it was a homicide.
Yet.
But, you know, this is kind of pointing in the direction of something biological. Protein in nature. And he said, it could be a lot of things. He goes, even rotten potatoes. And
I go, no.
Have you
thought that the woman who sold you this rug may have committed a crime?
And now we're accessories.
Was basically just duping you into taking
the
evidence?
So I have thought about that. And so this nice guy, Jeremy, reached out. He's picking it up tomorrow. He said, let me just see. He goes, because I'm good at what I do. And okay, I want to see how good I am. And if I can get it out, I'll give it back to you. And if not, you were going to throw it out anyway. We'll just toss it. So I'll let you know what he says. I told him to take video and that also I would not shine a black light anywhere near said rug.
He will revive it. It will be fine. You will get your rug.
Sam's depressed because he wanted it. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Sam, why do you want this rug? It stinks.
Because I
want
to clean it and put it in my living room.
Sam, you can't clean it.
Watch me. I'm not even in the rug cleaning business.
I'm telling you right now.
All right.
I know Mary Beth well enough to know she does not want this anywhere near your home.
No.
I actually brought it up to her last night, and she was like, yeah, see if you can get it. I was like, I'll try again today.
We'll see see what Jeremy does with it and go from there. All How was your night?
How was my night?
Yeah.
It was fine.
Good.
Was something supposed to happen?
No.
Went home, we had... I'm still 19 years old. We had Totino's pizza for dinner last night.
Totino's. Thin crust?
Of course.
Please.
Is there any other kind?
The better kind is the cheaper one than that. Is that the little one that comes in the cardboard?
It's a square.
Oh, God. Those
99
are so
cents.
Good. But they are so bad for you, but I don't care. They're so good.
I know.
The Red Baron, I think, is what you're thinking of, Dana.
I love them all.
So we had the Totino's.
That's a flashback to college right there.
99 cents at the grocery store. Still 99 cents.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And she's like, what do you want for dinner? I said,
take out of carton, place directly in toilet.
Affix to butt. Because that's where it's going. So we did that. And then last night, the Meads across the street, they're getting their roof redone. And one of the roofers last night, these guys work so hard.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And,
yeah.
I mean, they were working till like 8 o'clock last night.
Searing heat.
And it was hot. And one of the roofers had his young son over. He was sitting in the shade. And we were sitting on the front porch. And I went over to the young boy and I said, hey, do you want to kick soccer ball for a little bit? Because he was just sitting in the shade. He was bored. And so he's like, yeah, I'd love to. So we kicked soccer ball in the front yard. And I gave him one of my soccer balls.
Oh,
and I said, this one's on the house. And then today... He was there with his dad again today.
Mm-hmm. Is he looking over at you like, so, can we play? Can we play?
We're going to play again tonight.
Good.
We already talked about it. But he was sitting under the tree playing on his little laptop or not iPad. And he had the soccer ball.
That is so darling.
I was really pleased. So I as I'm leaving for work, I rolled down the window and I said, hey, buddy. And he goes, hey, thanks for the ball. And I said, I'll be home at 6:30. You want to play again? And he goes, I would love to.
Oh, that is so sweet. And you know what? We're just going to leave that there because that is a beautiful, beautiful story. It makes my heart happy, but it would also make my heart really happy to see you get back into coaching because that was such a huge part of your life, Scott.
It was. You're right.
Your entire adult life you coached.
I did.
I know you miss it.
So last night when he and I were kicking the ball, he's just toeing the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, all right. His name is Juan.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I said, Juan, let me show you something here, buddy. I said, when you pass with this part of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
When you shoot, you hit with this part of your foot. Never with the toe. There's no direction with your toe. So pass.
Yeah.
Shoot. Before the end of the night.
He had it.
He was a master.
How old is he?
7.
Why won't you... just do it. Sign up to coach again. And maybe, Scott, instead of high school girls, you...
Well, I never started with high school.
I know, but
we started with, like, elementary school kids.
I was going to say, maybe...
And took them all the way through high school.
You switch to, like, middle school boys. Like, you are such a great coach. I would love to see you get back into that.
I have considered it.
Mm-hmm. Knees ain't getting any younger.
Beg your pardon?
Your knees ain't getting any younger.
No, they're not.
Much later in the show, we have a soccer topic as it relates to Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about it now.
With our next guest.
And we'll tell you why later. But, you know, Sam and I had spoken quite extensively when you were gone, Scott, about the very exciting casting call for Ted Lasso.
Filming coming to Blue Springs and Lee Summit.
They are legitimately filming in Blue Springs and Lee Summit.
I believe they start next month
and
filming.
People are excited. They want to get involved. People signed up for this casting call to be a pedestrian in the background.
Maybe a shopper.
A restaurant manager.
Maybe you're just sitting in a restaurant dining behind Ted Lasso.
Dining at Jasper's. I don't know if we'll have time. There's an update on the casting call.
Or was it?
Not so sure anyone's going to be cast.
Well, if you have $99,
yeah,
you might get cast.
Oh.
Tell everybody who's coming up next and what a story.
So I asked you what you did last night. I had a pretty pedestrian night. I think you did too, Sam.
You played pickleball.
And then I get a text from my Carrie that says, oh my gosh, this is bad. There's something going on with the airplane that I am on. And I knew she was leaving to go work in Napa, I think was, I never know where she is. It's like, where's Waldo, right?
She was on her way to San Francisco.
Yeah, she was on her way to California.
With a layover in Salt Lake.
And all I see is a text that says, I'm going to read it. Do not panic, but there is something wrong with our landing gear. I'm asleep, Scott, when this text comes in. And when we get back, we're going to talk to her. She flies all the time.
All the time.
And said today, because of what happened last night, she is not getting back on a plane.
She told me that she has to at some point.
At some point, we got to get her home.
When we get to the story.
She's still not home.
No, not even close. When we get to the story, keep in mind everybody on that flight was crying or praying
or both.
That's right.
And why does it take so long for someone in the cockpit to at least come over and give you an update when you think you are dying?
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Really? On a jet plane?
One of the scary things about, well, there's a lot of scary things about what happened last night. We're trying to get Carrie on the phone. She is in the middle of nowhere.
She's in Idaho.
As are countless people that were on this flight last night. And she sent me a screenshot of the flight path. You know how you can go online and look up a like the route that a plane took? It looks like a drunk toddler with an Etch-a-Sketch. That plane, it wasn't even circles. It was zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. And what they were told 20 minutes into this disastrous flight, 20 minutes in, they all think they're dying. Finally, the pilot comes on and says, you obviously know that something is going on with this plane.
Right.
We are going to circle and continue to dump fuel until we can figure out the best path home.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up clearing the airport for this airplane, Scott.
Every flight was canceled. Every flight. In and out.
And we've actually reached out to Salt Lake City television stations. This happened so late last night, no one there's reporting on it. And we called the ABC affiliate there and we're like, do you know what happened at your airport last night? We still have people stranded. Carrie ended up getting in at 4 a.m. And I understand during an emergency, a pilot and co-pilot, the focus has to be what's wrong. We've got to troubleshoot what's wrong. And I understand that. Right. But there needs to be a rule that if everyone in that fuselage thinks they're dying, you have to come on and say something, even if it's 5 seconds.
So as soon as we get Carrie on the phone and she is taking a mental health day and driving, she's in a Jeep. She rented a Jeep. And she is driving through Idaho.
She's in Idaho.
To go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird way to get there. But
whatever. Let her do her.
Yeah, that's fine. She did tell me this morning in a relatively brief phone call that about 30, 40 minutes into the flight.
Yeah.
And by flight, I mean tour of Salt Lake City from the air. Because they never left Salt Lake City airspace. The pilot did come on and say, you know, obviously we're having some issues. We are going to land. It's going to be an emergency landing at Salt Lake City Airport. There is the possibility that we are going to overrun the runway. And everybody, of course, is panicking.
Right.
People are crying.
But I'd rather know that than not know that.
They're praying the rosary. But there is the possibility that we are going to overrun the runway.
So she said when the plane took off, so you are at pitch up, mm-hmm. you're leaning back, the plane is just taking off. You know, a couple seconds after takeoff, the landing gear retracts. It comes up, right? And she said the minute that landing gear tried to come up or attempt whatever it was doing, she said it sounded like what, Scott?
She said, think of a nail, like a hammer nail, scraping across concrete. Times 1,000.
It was the loudest scraping noise you have ever heard.
Correct.
But then they find out the issue wasn't necessarily with the landing gear. The pilot said the issue was with the steering.
He had very little steering of the plane.
Very little steering.
At that point, I need Depends undergarments.
Right.
I am going to go to the bathroom in my pants.
How did he make that many turns?
Sam, I said the same thing.
Unless the throttles, I'm assuming, are separate depending on the engine. So you kill the throttle on one side and throttle up on the other, and that's how you turn the plane?
Yeah, she said there was a couple next to her, younger married couple, you know, right. in their late 20s, early 30s, whatever. And the young woman just...
Inconsolable.
It burst out absolutely panicked sobbing. And that, to me, when you're on a plane, you already don't know what's going on. That makes it worse.
Oh, yeah. Nothing calms the nerves like hysteria.
So I asked Carrie, did you cry? And she goes, oh, God, yes. Of course I did.
Yeah.
She goes, I thought this was the end.
She called her mom. And I said today, I go, Carrie, I didn't know you called your mom.
So her mom is a former flight attendant.
Oh, career. TWA and Kansas City career flight attendant.
So Carrie was explaining the noise that she was hearing to her mom. By the way, her dad slept through the whole thing.
Of course, right.
He had already gone to bed.
Of course he did.
He had already gone to bed, never woke up. Well, he woke up this morning, but you get my point. Anyway, she's describing the noise to her mom, who's a former flight attendant.
Yeah.
And her mom said, Carrie, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
This is not good.
This is not good. Yeah, got that, Mom. I got it.
This is bad. And so, I did ask her, how was the landing? She goes, I've been through worse.
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
The anticipation, Scott,
yeah,
that something disastrous is. And let's be honest, coming off the heels of the Air India disaster, this was a different situation, but that crash has dominated headlines, as it should, for the last couple of weeks. And then we get word at the end of Friday's show and into the weekend that someone either turned off the fuel
intentionally or accidentally
to those engines, or something within the body of that plane malfunctioned and shut down the fuel lines, which shut down the engines. We still don't know if this was sabotage or something else. But I was talking to Scott about this off the air on the way in today. I said, you know, that doesn't help the situation either.
No, but back to your point about the pilot needs to communicate with the people in the back. And you're right, but from the text line, aviate, navigate, communicate.
That's not how I work.
Well, no, not in the back.
And by the way,
I just communicate.
There's a fourth one to that. So communicate in that order. They teach that in flight school. Communicate is with ATC. The fourth one is communicate with the people on the plane.
Who are in the back, literally
thinking that they're dead.
Praying the rosary.
Here's the deal. I'm being serious here. Could one of the flight attendants not say, all right, everybody, they're busy up front taking care of what they need to take care of. We're now in emergency landing protocol. Like, to me, the flight attendants can also be helpful in that situation.
But they don't know anything.
Pretend you do.
Okay.
You know when you panic is when you see a flight attendant freaking out. That's when...
when they start buckling up.
You grab your knees and panic when the flight attendants are worried.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. So our friend Carrie Emmert is on a flight last night flying... she flew from Kansas City to Salt Lake City, the way I understand it. And then it was supposed to be from Salt Lake City to San Francisco. That flight never left Salt Lake City airspace. Immediately, there was a problem. And the landing gear is...
hydraulic system failure?
Probably.
Also a steering issue. I guess if it was hydraulics, is it all of it?
Well, the hydraulics control the flaps as well.
So there's that.
Which would be how you steer the plane in the air.
Carrie said that everybody on the plane basically thought that this was it. Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So we were out of order. It's aviate, navigate, communicate, defecate.
And then let the passengers know
again,
what's going on.
Again, I'm doing that in the opposite order.
Defecate. Aviate, navigate,
communicate.
Or maybe the defecating's going on the whole time. I'm going to need some new britches.
Have you ever been in turbulence so bad you thought, this is it?
I wasn't concerned, but I was in turbulence so bad one time on the way to Seattle that once everything leveled out, it was like a symphony of people. Urges contrary to swallowing were going on all over the plane.
So people were vomiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been in turbulence so bad you thought this might be the
coming
end?
In hot? Yeah. On the way into Denver, we were diverted to Colorado Springs. That plane never should have been allowed to go up into the air.
What happened?
And I was mad. Horrible storm. No way around it. And to get us on the ground safely, we came in cockamamie. We came in not only sideways, but tilted this like left wing down, right wing up, but also sideways. So you know when a plane comes in, you want to be balanced left to right and
going
balanced
straight forward
front to back. This plane came in like 30 degrees cocked to the left and one wing up, one wing down. I was so mad.
We were coming back from DC one year with a layover in Indianapolis and flying into Indianapolis, and I was with my mother, which is the worst. And I love St. Margaret, but she does not fly well. She's what we call a white knuckler, even in steady flight. She is petrified of flying. And we get into some turbulence right outside of Indianapolis. And it was the first time in my life I thought, you know what? I'm going to die in a plane crash.
And was it because of what was happening with the turbulence or your mother's reaction?
A mixture of both, Sam.
Because, again, nothing calms the nerves like pure hysteria. And when I was going through the turbulence on the way to Seattle, every woman were the only people that I could hear on the plane. Oh, my God! Ah!
Oh, that's the worst!
Ah! Why didn't you just say only women could you hear?
Because they were all screaming at the top of their lungs.
What you ought to do is just tap one woman to scream for all of us.
What were the men doing?
Oh, they were probably like, okay, lady, simmer down.
Okay. 913.
Gonna be all right.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I don't think the jetliner did carry her too far away. Literally an aerial tour of Salt Lake City. Carrie Emmert is joining us on the KMZ hotline. Carrie, I am so glad
you
are
okay.
Oh, my
God.
Thanks, guys.
Honey, I told Scott today, I go, there's no way we're going to talk to her today. Let's give her a day to decompress. She's roaming around Idaho. That alone is enough to stop for wine. How long were you on that plane?
We took off about 9 p.m. Mountain time, and I think we were on the plane maybe just shy of 2 hours.
How long did it take you to know that something was wrong?
About 13 seconds.
Because of the noise when the plane was trying to lift?
Correct.
And you fly thousands of times and thousands of times and thousands of times. So, and that, yeah. You know, every once in a while there's a weird like noise when, you know, the noise of the landing gear retracting. You knew immediately this was much louder and sounded emergent.
Yes. Yeah, the sound that the landing gear makes when it retracts back into the plane after you take off, I mean, if you've ever flown, you kind of know what that sounds like, and sounds the same way every single time. And this time it did not sound like that. It sounded like nails on a chalkboard, about as loud and obnoxious as you've ever heard in your life. And then the smell.
Oh, you didn't tell me. There's a smell. Smell like what?
Like burnt glue.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Burnt glue.
Burnt plastic. Burnt something toxic. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was the mood inside the cabin?
Well, at the point of the noise, right, as we were taking off, a couple of people said out loud, "Wow, that doesn't sound good." And then we just started flying. And so I knew right away something was wrong, and I thought it was the landing gear. And so I immediately started Googling, like, can you fly 2 hours with landing gear down? And, right. You know, all of a sudden I'm a backseat driver. And it says you can. So I thought, well, maybe they're just going to get us to Kansas City and then figure it out. But just about as quickly as I Googled that information, I felt the plane starting to turn, and I could, it was dusk, but I could see the Great Salt Lake, and I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good. And I texted a friend who quickly got onto FlightAware and saw that they were redirecting us back to Salt Lake. But that was just the very beginning. I mean, it took probably 25 or 30 minutes before the pilot even came on.
That's that. And Carrie, I understand why they're focusing on the plane, but that to me makes me so angry for everyone on board, because it just increases the panic. It increases the panic. And then so now you've got a smell. What were the flight attendants doing?
They were in their jump seats. And I'll be honest, I almost got out of my seat and walked back to the back of the plane to talk to them, because I had texted my mom, who was a flight attendant, and I told her what was going on. And she said, you need to notify the flight attendants. And I said, there's no way they didn't hear that.
Right.
Like, the flight attendants are aware. And I almost got up, but then I thought, well, I'll just wait it out, you know, and see what happens. And then someone on the plane, a passenger, got antsy and hit their flight attendant call button. And then all hell broke loose at that point.
And he said something to the extent of F this, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of unhappy passengers.
Yeah, right. That. So he finally hits the button. And I would love to hear from our flight attendants on this, because I think they unnecessarily escalate panic when no one will tell you anything about what is going on.
Yeah, I felt bad for them in a way, because they're just waiting on the pilots to give them direction.
Right.
So it's not really their fault. Certainly they don't know what's wrong with the plane, and the pilots are too busy trying to fix the plane or figure out what the problem is. So it's just kind of the worst case scenario. But the fact that it took, you know, almost probably, I would say 30 minutes, it was just very unnerving.
And people were screaming and crying and praying and all those things?
I mean, there was no screaming. There was definitely a lot of tears. Some people were just watching movies. Like, they didn't give a damn. But I was not putting on a movie at that point. Let's say that.
Did you think it was your last day on Earth?
Yes. I mean, I questioned, or I thought maybe it could be. Yeah.
And Carrie, I was saying this off the air, and then before you joined the call, like, I feel like when other people are crying and panicking, it all just piles on and makes everybody understandably more nervous and more upset.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my job kind of forces me to be the calm in a storm a lot of the time. And yep. I internalize a lot, and I try and coach everybody else. I was literally coaching my seatmates through it, which was pretty hilarious after the fact. But, you know, I was counting rows to the back. I was to the back exit. I was counting rows to the wing exit. I was telling them, like, okay, we've got 9 rows in front of us, 9 rows behind us. Leave your bag. Follow me. Like, let's go. Like, that was literally the conversation I was having with these two people who live in Blue Springs, and I don't know if I'll ever see them again. But,
well, but Carrie, you are the person I would want to be sitting next to when something went down like that, because you do know, and you fly so often, you know. When did the pilots come on and say they've cleared the airspace or whatever they did?
Well, that was probably close to like an hour and a half into this. And you got to remember that the screens are on the back of the headrests on those new planes.
Yes.
So we are all watching. Every single person on that plane is watching us go in circles. Oh, and yet we're getting no information. And so they finally came on, and I recorded it on my phone when he came on the loudspeaker, and he said, you know, he told us that it was hydraulics that had failed. He told us that he was not going to be able to steer the plane, that they had cleared all the runways, and that basically we were going to try and make this as much of a, quote, normal landing as possible.
So, Care, I want you, when we're done talking, I want you to send me that video, because to add fuel to the fire of an already stressful 24 hours, the airline told the local news stations they don't really track emergency landings, and they weren't sure what they were talking about. And I replied, oh, I assure you, someone at the airport knows they cleared out the rest of the landings and the takeoffs for this plane.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, tell the story about when the pilot came on and the runway.
Oh, you mean on the runway, like once we landed?
Yeah, like we may go off the runway.
Yeah, like he was like, I can't steer. We're going to try and, I don't know his exact words, but I just know that it definitely got my attention.
That you may not stay on the runway.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, and you can't steer a plane that's going 500 miles an hour. It's kind of common sense.
Right.
And yet the landing wasn't bad.
No, actually, I've had worse.
So did the pilots open the door like so you could all clap when you landed? When the plane landed, what did you do? Was everyone just like, oh,
yes. Yeah. Everyone clapped. I will say this. I really actually think Delta is one of the best, if not the best airlines, at least domestically. And anytime I've been on a plane where there has been major issues, typically the pilots stay in the cockpit with the door closed.
Right.
And that pilot opened the door and he apologized to everyone as we were walking.
Wow.
But it's not even his fault.
Yeah, he probably saved everybody's life.
Well, I think he was talking on behalf of the entire airline, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was just kind of like the captain of a ship, right?
Yeah. Did anyone get sick, Carrie? Because that also should start with a chain reaction for me.
I don't know, but I felt like I was going to.
Yeah, I bet.
So,
yeah.
So what are you doing right now?
Well, right now I am, I wish you all could see. I'm sitting on the side of the road somewhere in between Salt Lake City and Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I am looking at cows and mountains, and I just saw a herd of elk, and it's been a very lovely drive.
You just need some you time.
Yeah, I need some windshield time. I mean, the airline didn't know when they were going to be able to get us out, so a lot of Kansas Cityans or those that were going to Kansas City started driving today. I talked to a couple that were going to drive. Some are going to wait it out. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see.
Well, listen, and I'm being serious. The jokes aside, you know, the goofy little song that Sam played, Big Old Jet Airliner by Steve Miller. We are so grateful and so happy that you are okay.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is I don't know what's going on with the airlines right now. And it seems like there's something about every 2 weeks when I fly that something isn't great.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if there's a lack of staff or resources or I've never seen it like this. And last night pretty much sealed the deal for me. Unfortunately, in my job, I have to fly. I don't have a choice.
Not today. So, you can hang out with the elk in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, sis.
Not today. I'm going to be a cowboy today. So.
Are you going to get a nice hotel room and a spa?
Yes.
Maybe a massage?
You better believe it. You better believe
it. Good for
That's
you.
Right.
Good for you.
I'm sending you a lot of love and hugs and a bottle of wine, and I'm so glad you are okay, but I am serious. Send me that video because I wasn't as mad as I was until about an hour ago, and the television station there said, no, they're not saying anything like that happened. And I go, okay, well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely happened.
No doubt about I'm aware. So.
Yeah.
Well, my best friend is staring at elk right now. Call me back.
You better be in church on Sunday.
I should be in Prairie Village, and I am not. So, yeah.
All right, be well. We love you.
All right, love you.
Thanks, guys. Love you, too. Have a good day.
All right, enjoy Jackson Hole.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a story.
So glad she's back on the ground.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, everybody, go to KMBZ.com and help us help those in need right now with our school supply drive. We have partnered. This is such a neat program, you guys. Partnered with Foster Adopt Connect and Pinnacle Bank to make sure that kids in the foster care system have everything they need as far as school supplies for that first day back at school.
Always tough. What do they need, Sam?
As Dana said, you can go to KMBZ.com. There is a link right there on the front page. $35 will sponsor a fully stocked backpack. But if cash isn't something that you can give up right now, we are also taking brand new school supplies. Backpacks, pens, pencils, notebooks, crayons, folders, glue sticks. You've seen that school supply list at the beginning of every single school year. These kids need that stuff, and we're hoping to get it to them. And if you do have those school supplies, you can drop them off at three different locations around town.
We'll get to that in just a moment. KMBZ.com. Here are the three drop-off locations. Foster Adopt Connect headquarters in Independence, Missouri on East 37th Terrace. Foster Adopt Connect KCK at 901 North 8th Street. Or the Pinnacle Bank location at Lake Lonawanna. It is the school supply drive. Go to KMBZ.com.
Okay, so speaking of travel, we're going to bring this back, I think, as a topic here in just a bit, because this is the craziest headline I've seen in a while with respect to traveling by car. There is a bridge that they have to work on, which is important when bridges are aging and have infrastructure issues, Scott. A bridge in Kansas that when they shut it down, will be closed for the rest of the year, and drivers have no other choice but to take a 70-mile detour.
Where is this?
Listen to this story. Talk about taking the scenic route. A detour through South Central Kansas will force drivers on a 70-mile loop through four counties. KDOT announced that the bridge on US 183 is nearing the end of its useful life. So will I be after a 70-mile detour. The bridge is the only direct route connecting Greensburg in Kiowa County to Coldwater in Comanche County. Crews report the bridge will be out the remainder of the year, opening at the start of 2026, weather permitting. The detour requires drivers stay on paved roads, forcing the four-county loop through Comanche, Clark, Ford, and Kiowa County. Nowhere in this story does anyone with KDOT or beyond say, what happens when you need an ambulance?
There are large swaths of land in South Central Kansas that have no highways anywhere near them.
When it says the detour has to use paved roads, why? Is this bridge the only artery and they are now choking that?
What were the two towns that it connects?
I keep wanting to say Greensboro.
Greensburg,
where the tornado was,
okay.
Right?
All right.
And Coldwater.
Is that a state highway?
US 183.
So that would be why they need to use paved roads as the detour. I guarantee you people living in that area are like, just go down to the green tractor and turn left.
Why does this say the
detour?
Sam.
And turn left there.
This says the detour requires drivers stay on paved roads. Why?
Because it's a state highway or a U.S. highway. That's what I'm saying. I guarantee you there's gravel roads that are much quicker.
But
Their posted detour is a 70-mile detour.
Okay.
But the folks who live there, or EMS, is going to say,
they know their way around. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not driving a 70-mile detour. Old John's driveway back there will get me around the bridge.
Old John's driveway. No, it's true. I mean, like, if they were to shut down K7 between Lansing and Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
Right? There are ways to get from Lansing to Bonner Springs.
Through the neighborhoods, over the river, through the woods.
You go down the dirt roads.
Once you see a windmill, turn right. Okay. You'll be there.
Once you get to the bait shop, you turn left.
That's right. It's called Billy's Bait.
Billy's Bait. Billy's Bait, you turn left.
I was not planning.
Right at the windmill.
Greensburg is lovely. I was not planning on
hanging out
there.
Have you ever been in Greensburg?
I covered the tornado, I think. They had a big one.
Was there a lot of dust?
Well, let's not forget
the dust, Scott. But I think, you know, now would not be the time to go see Greensburg. I'm just saying.
Well, you can go see Greensburg. You just got to turn left at Billy's Bait Shop. It's easy.
My car would go, where the hell are you? What are you doing?
Data right. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. The news is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.